This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories musical and storytelling and role-playing, Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
And welcome back. That last track before that PSA was by Yocto. It was Station 01011. I can't read binary, but I'm sure that means something. Hopefully not inappropriate. Did a little bit of Googling about Yocto. They're also a Canadian band. Yocto is from Montreal, which kind of got me thinking a little bit about music scenes a little bit, because I think it's pretty, unanimously known that, like, Montreal is sort of the, cultural capital of Canada to some extent. You kind of hear about, like, all the hot people and artist people in Vancouver moving to Montreal to go pursue something, you know? And so thought about that recently and realized that, like, a lot of that has to do with, the cost of housing. I mean, we always, evidently, there is, it's slightly cheaper to live in Montreal. Therefore, like, artists who, generally don't make as much money are able to thrive and continue making their art and such. A good example of this, I'm kind of regurgitating some information that I learned from a class last year, but a good example of this was, for those of you familiar with the Greater Toronto Area, there used to be this humongous, you would call it a thrift store, a big legacy thrift store called Honest Ed's. It was a big thing for the community, a very big thing for a lot of immigrant and lesser income families in Toronto, because it was all about sort of cheap sort of wholesale products and whatnot. But one thing that Honest Ed's did, because it was quite a successful huge bargain store, but it also had bought out some space. It was either adjacent or across the street to Honest Ed's, which is the big department store. And originally, I think it was supposed to just be a parking lot or whatnot. But instead, it slowly kind of turned into a bit of an artist's cove, a bit of an artist's neighborhood. I believe it was called the Mervish Village. And so it was just sort of an area where sort of directed at artists who were both living there and selling their wares and giving them sort of affordable housing in order to hone and work on their craft. And so I guess in the same way, it's no question that, a lot of artists want to go move to Montreal. One, because the scene is just potentially better, but also I think it's also sort of encouraged to grow by the fact that it's cheaper to live there. I mean, for better and for worse, though. I mean, very famously, Canadian artist Grimes, I'm reading an interview a while ago, talking about her recording visions, her big, I think probably her big sort of mainstream debut album, talking about how she recorded that in a crack den in Montreal, in the middle of the winter, with no heat, and famously she got frostbite while recording it. So, for better and for worse, though. On to some more music. Let's see. Maybe I'm gonna play a bit of my own music here for my next track. I've got a song by Petals. It's called Heaven, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And feel to know. It's
And welcome back. That last track was Smile Please by Dean Blunt here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm getting down to the bottom of my hour for today. Once again, I've been Varian, filling in for Connor for Department Uno. If you like what you heard from me, you know, well, that's tough. I don't have a program right now. But while I figure that out, you know, you can just, I don't know, think about me. Anyways, I'm going to get to the last bit of my music for today. The last track I've got for you guys is called Kids by Man on Man, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you, guys.
But I get the message. I don't get the references, but I get the message. This will go on and on, just like the question. Can I say